All right, let's get back into that conversation from earlier this hour with Steve Koski from Indian Country Sports in Lawrence and talk some hunting.
Other things, I think people are out bow hunting, seeing a few deer, not seeing the numbers that they'd like. There's been a few decent bucks caught, but I think the numbers are definitely going to be down. Everybody's going to see that. People are tuning up their coyote rifles, I think, for sure.
They should. That's
they should.
I mean, right now our numbers are so huge on coyotes that you can shoot as many as you want.
Yeah, the coyote numbers look great. I think it's going to be a good season for that. The bird hunters around here, now, Lawrence area right around here, are not happy. They're saying that there's really down. But you don't have to get away from the lake just a little ways. It seems like there's quite a few birds.
Yeah.
I'm hearing some pretty good numbers, you know, people in the, you know, well into the double figures and more already. So it looks like a good year if you're in the right places. Where I've been, hasn't been the right places. No, for me, it's not been.
What about woodcock? Are you seeing any flight birds yet?
Yeah, there's some here now. It's right about now of the last week or so. It'll last another week, I would say, and then it'll be past again.
Okay.
Yeah, they're here.
What about waterfowl?
A lot of ducks around. A lot of geese on some of the fields yet. People are chasing ducks quite a bit more, and there's a lot of people here right in town that are, you know, saying, how come the ducks are all here? Well, they're chased away from the local fields around here, but they're landing right in town. Where I'm sitting now, I can see ducks everywhere. Right in front of town, there's 100 ducks from where I stand.
Okay.
Yeah. They're loving it. They like this weather. This is perfect for them. But
yeah, right.
Yeah.
Have you heard about any nice bucks or any nice bears this year?
There were a few bears in that 400 range, and I guess I heard one that was close to 5. But in general, no, not a lot. I know of a nice 8 and a nice 10 shot so far with the bow.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a couple of good bucks. But people seeing less deer on their cameras than they have before right now. Oh, there's no question about that. You know, I drive around the fields, you know, I drive around the yards and look where there normally are. You know, if there's any apples falling, they're eaten right away by the local deer at this time of year, the pre-rut. It's the bachelor period right now. You know, there's not the rut yet. It's just the pre-time. You know, 2 weeks from now, it'll get hot and heavy. But there's apples laying in yards and laying in the fields, and the deer aren't eating them.
Yeah.
They've got a lot of food in the woods, and I think there's got to be much less deer, too.
There's got to be. I agree. Acorn crop sounds like it's been really good this year, too.
Acorn crop is fantastic. A lot of food for the deer that are here. Now, if we get a mild winter, maybe it'll be good for them. We might get start to cut up again, a little bit again, but
we'll have to wait and see and keep our fingers crossed.
Well, we got two opposing factors this year. The Farmer's Almanac is saying rougher than heck, and the National Weather Service is saying milder than average and less snow than average. So
yeah, I saw that.
National Weather Service is in favor of deer hunting, so that's good. I don't know. I think there's really two opposing opinions this year. We'll see what happens. Come spring, we'll know.
Well, Steve, we'll catch up with you again soon.
Okay. Thanks, Adam.
Take care. Steve Koski, Indian Country Sports in Lawrence. And this is The Outdoor Show.